The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
Before a friend of Medjugorje comes on the air in just a minute, we want to share with you a letter that we received earlier today. Now, those of you who stay close to Medj.com, especially those of you who have read the most recent writing from a friend of Medjugorje titled, Is Trump a Warlock? We shared with you some of the testimonies of people who have been for what he is saying and those who are against what he has been speaking about and writing about. It's often that we do get a lot of very positive letters, and occasionally we will also get letters where people who will turn against what a friend of Medjugorje has written about or spoken about on the air, and then later on change their mind and come back to the understanding of what he was speaking about as being truthful. So the letter that we want to share with you today is one such letter. This comes to us from North Dakota, and he writes, Dear friend of Medjugorje, several months back I wrote to you to express my displeasure of the writing of Big Q, Little Q. I would like to, at this time, retract my criticism. I purchased a case of these books last spring after becoming awakened from what seems a lifelong spiritual realm and physical realm slumber. I felt immediately that this book was inspired by God and our Holy Mother. But after months of what I thought was good discernment, I grew very skeptical and began to regret that I had given these books out to friends and loved ones. I was worried about leading them astray to chase a conspiracy theory of God working through President Trump. That all changed over the last couple months, in particular the last several weeks. Praised be God, I do indeed see the plan unfolding before my very eyes. Sometimes you need to walk through the darkness to see the light. I believe you are spot on to correlate the physical realm to what is happening in the spiritual realm. The two are merging and are about to collide very soon. Thanks to your book, I will be able to guide those and help make sense of the chaos that is to come. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for promoting and pushing the power of real discernment in our world, which it desperately needs. Praised be God, if Trump gets back in for another term, we will have dodged a bullet, and he will forever be remembered as the president that saved the United States, and perhaps the rest of the world, from the grip of communism. God bless you and your ministry. It's going to be biblical. God wins. Brandon from North Dakota.
Many people today are blown by the wind, not able to hold the steady direction, a direction that Our Lady is leading them on. You can't be wavering once you've been given truth, and then give up truth without losing your discernment. Not everybody comes back like this person did. Jesus had 3 years of ministry. The poor man God relays that his first year, he was making himself known. The second year of Jesus' ministry was convicting and then conviction, which leads to conversion. And Jesus converted many people. But on the third year of Jesus' ministry was a dividing year, dividing and separation. All his disciples left him. Only the 12 stayed. What does that say to you? And this last writing I wrote was about that. That I'm writing to help to divide. Because that's the only way the light can shine and draw the darkness. Our shepherds, Our Lady repeatedly has said to pray for them. They're not leading us. They're not guiding us in the right way. If they were, there's no need for apparitions. That never would have happened on June 24th, 1981. The fact that they haven't is why she's here. And yes, we have to pray for them because we need the sacraments. But they're not going to lead things. We are. The apostles are. Our Lady's raising us up for that. I know you've heard these things before. But if you're in fifth grade, you're going to have things repeated to you to learn it. Whether you're in 10th grade or 12th grade. Our Lady's teaching us and repeating things to us, not repetitive, but to get more out of the fact of what she wants us to do, to have more perspectives on how to convict and convert souls out there. An example is the writing titled, Is Trump a Warlock? It goes through those lessons. We had many feedbacks on it. One man from Ireland said, I, Patty, was one who thought not to mix politics. And then he adds, please forgive me. That's all he wrote. What he meant is now I'm for it. I understand it after reading what you wrote. So he was with us and against, and now he's with us, just like the letter you heard. You had to stay the course where people are for you or against you. And the only opportunity by doing that may bring them back to you. Our Lady has put this mission in a position to influence people. The hardest thing anybody can do is changing somebody's mentality. We see this through the day, all through the day, from people not across the country, but across the whole world. Go look at the feedbacks. And why is that? Because I stay on cue. If you're staying on cue, what does that mean you're doing? You're staying on the messages. And I don't deviate from that. And I won't. Whether I'm liked, hated, or loved, doesn't matter. Truth matters. Not the lies. Not Antifa. Not the people in Washington. Trying to say that Capitol Hill is a temple. There's so much corruption, birth, and propagated to the citizens of America that you can smell it from wherever you live in the nation. They are corrupt. Our Lady is here for these reasons. And yesterday's writings interrupted one writing I'm finishing about the bishops, and that's where the responsibility really is on the shoulders of the bishops. And I've got a strong, very clear letter coming to you about that next week. All this said, we're in an unstable situation. We are teetering, going to the light or the dark. Nobody knows what's going to happen next week. But on the 18th, you're going to see something happen. Because the light cannot allow dark to overshadow us. This is why we're so strong, to get out of a system that is rotten to the core. which is our money system, our means of exchange. You got to radically make moves now. Don't wait. We're going to have a report just to show you what people across the United States have made their decisions and what they're thinking about and how they're changing their investments, their savings, their IRAs, keeping money in the bank, and stepping into something that sanctifies it. So we're going to hear a report so that you can see why so many people are taking those steps, because they're seeing the light. And many people are still hesitate. They drag their feet. And so there's a testimony about that. But also, first, a report what happened in 2020 and how many people came to Century Silver and exchanged their worthless paper notes to something of not only worth, but that has grace attached to it.
The year 2020 was an explosive year for the Miraculous Metal Medjugorje Round and Century Silver Exchange. Just in the year 2020 alone, there were 670,000 Miraculous Metal Medjugorje Rounds produced and shipped out. That's about 46,000 pounds of silver, 23 tons. And those 670,000 rounds represent about $14 million of worthless paper exchanged for physical silver in the year 2020. Just the first couple weeks of 2021 have started with a bang as well. The last several weeks have seen about 2.2 million exchanged for almost 100,000 rounds.
So you're saying just in the last 6 weeks, $2.2 million has been exchanged for the Miraculous Medjugorje round?
That's right, just the last 6 weeks.
And that's 96,000 ounces.
96,000 rounds. Most of that is 1 ounce rounds. There's a couple fractionals in there.
Why are they doing that? They got nothing else to do? For you out there listening, reason that out. Why are so many people doing this?
Well, I would say a lot of people are finally getting off the fence about physical silver. We actually spoke to an older woman either Monday or Tuesday of this week, and we actually transcribed that conversation to share some of that with you, but it captures the spirit and the decision-making process of a lot of people. We've added probably several hundred people to our mail list this year who are exchanging for physical silver for the very first time. This woman we spoke to said the following to us. She's been following Caritas for years, listening to A Friend in Medjugorje. She said, "I've been talking with my family and others about silver for so long. I was always a little afraid, and then my family began to get concerned, thinking that people weren't going to want the miraculous metal to be given out on these silver rounds as money. And that was their concern, but that kind of put me off for a while. But now, I know we've got to move quickly because things are moving too rapidly. And for myself, I know this is the right choice. So I heard A Friend of Medjugorje last night, and she's talking about the broadcast about financial advisors. And I'm watching all of what's going on, and I knew this was the time to act. I know we have a window of opportunity right now, and I don't want to miss it." She said, "This last broadcast about financial advisors, that just cemented it for me. And it's like, come on, stop dragging your feet. This is the time. And I've wondered, why have I been dragging my feet all along with this money issue? I don't know. But now I feel confident in doing it." And this is probably characteristic of so many people. All the events of the year, responding to what A Friend of Medjugorje has repeated so many times over the last years, Our Lady's message, couple messages. One, look at the signs of the times. Two, everything is passing. Everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains. And all these events have really shaken people, and it's taken all this stuff to move a lot of people to do just that, to get off the fence and finally make the decision.
We have several contacts. We hear things behind the scenes most people will never hear, and it confirms not something we didn't know already. But there's a very strong possibility the refineries are going to shut down, and you can expect to see up to $10 to $12 per gallon for gas. We were told that by somebody connected to that. Will it happen? I can see it. I can see that it can happen. But if it doesn't, what do you lose? Tomorrow is Friday. Monday is January 18th. Trump is going to have to make a move, which will cause a lot of financial problems and difficulties. Who knows what's going to happen with the bank? But if Trump doesn't do that, and Biden comes on, you're going to have the same thing. Great financial difficulties, a lot of problems. Biden's already said there's going to be 40% taxes on corporations, incredible inflation and suppression, extreme taxes. So either way, the safe way, and tomorrow's Friday, you call in and change as much as you got in the bank or whatever you have and put it in the Miraculous Medjugorje round, sanctifying it. And if nothing happens on both sides, you cash it back out. Yes, you may lose $5,000 or $10,000, but you can't lose everything. So if you don't have enough confidence to stay into the silver, at least make this bridge to where it's going to happen for the next few months, because we're in a very unstable situation. You got 10,000 National Guards in Washington, D.C. What are they there for? Are they there for Biden or are they for Trump? Trump's put them there. We've had people call and ask us, should we take our money out of the bank? We're saying, yes, take it out. Put it in silver. Let it be frozen in there temporarily if you don't want to keep it. You can always cash it out. If you do that, you can't lose everything. But we're in a position, the banks could fold. We've already heard from different people that are shooken up. I was talking to somebody who called me in 2008 and says, there's going to be 100 banks that's going to fail in the next 30 days. It was over 100, way over 100. And he was dead on. I just talked to him the other day. He's an expert on this. He said, we don't know what's going to happen. Everything is very, very shaky. So the ground you stand on, firm it up and get something that is intrinsic and cannot go away.
I want to put a name on the concept a friend of Medjugorje is talking about. We've heard him say it recently. He calls it living with 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot on the boat. Because we don't know exactly what's going to happen, you've got to live somewhat in this middle ground right now. And that's why silver can be such an important safeguard for your assets, because we don't know what's going to happen.
So you got 1 foot on the dock, one on the boat, the rope's cut and it's separating, and you fall in the water. Your silver is your life jacket, because we're all going to fall in the water. The thing is, you're going to be able to stay above the water. So look at it that way, because it is separating, and you need to have that life jacket.
If I could make one last point, it would be to echo what this caller said to us the other day. Quote, stop dragging your feet, end quote. Get your money out of the banks. Get it out of the stock markets. Sanctify it with the Miraculous Metal Medjugorje around.
And I add to that, don't think, well, I won't be making money. You're preserving what you have. It's not about making money. It's about having something later to go buy a homestead or have some kind of means of exchange. This is a ministry inspired by November 27, 1989, when Our Lady said and reinfused the Miraculous Metal. That's what sparked the Miraculous Medjugorje around, because I knew the system is not of God, and we need to create a system that is of God. And the Miraculous Metal has grace attached to it. I began consecrating this valley a long time ago. 1989, I wrote a prayer called The Prayer for the Boat of God, and ask for Our Lady's intentions here in this valley, not just what she's asking you, God, but give her 100-fold her intentions. That's over 2 decades ago. So then Our Lady gives a message that gave a great joy to me, September 25th, 2018, because she used that verbiage in that prayer. She says, little children, how much you have answered to my call. God knows I am calling you. It is not late. Decide for holiness and a life with God in grace and in peace. God will bless you and give you a 100-fold if you trust in Him. When I read that, after being praying the consecration of the prayer for the boat of God, of course I was excited, because it's a confirmation. And really, that's the Miraculous Medjugorje ran about. That if everything crashes, you have something that's 100-fold in value compared to paper notes and a dead economy. I don't make any promises to you, but what I do say, and I can say in a promise, you're sanctifying what you have, because there is a grace that is proven through the Miraculous Metal.
To contact Century Silver Exchange, Call us toll-free at 877-936-7686. Again, that's 877-936-7686. You can visit us at our website, centurysilver.com, or email info@centurysilver.com. Century Silver Exchange is a for-profit subsidiary of Caritas of Birmingham. It bears its own expenses and pays taxes on its earnings. If there is any earnings left over at year end, it may make a dividend donation to Caritas to further its mission efforts.
Don't procrastinate. Act. And I'm talking about act now, act tomorrow, Friday, before the next week's events start happening. But Our Lady said it's never too late, and we are at the final hour of many things. And remember, Our Lady is your life jacket. She gives us the means and the tools and the direction of which we should walk. We wish you, Our Lady. We love you. Good night.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.